This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Certain consumers want to know more and more about the how and where of their food. There's growing interest in whether something is organic or locally grown. People who grow their own food in the backyard have all the answers to those questions. And now the backyard garden is changing the real estate market. From Birmingham, Alabama, Jiju Ban reports.
Trish and Clinton Colmeners' home was on the market about a month, and it just sold. Three bedrooms, two and a half baths. It's on a cul-de-sac, good schools, and it's got a big, flat backyard. Trish takes me out to see it. In the corner, there's a 5-foot by 8-foot raised bed.
We had peppers and carrots and greens that did very well last year. We had more than we could eat. It was amazing. This small garden put out enough for us and other people.
There's a rain barrel beside the garden, and the Colmeners has feasted on sweet, juicy blackberries from a blackberry bush they planted.
We gave our daughter, if nothing else, the appreciation of taking crops, getting them fresh, and you get them right when they're ripe, versus a grocery store can't always do that.
Now, no one is saying this garden is what sold this house, but the Colmeners' realtor told me people adored the garden, especially that it was already there in the middle of this big, sunny yard. Susan Wachter, a professor of real estate finance at the Wharton School, says people want to make better use of their space outdoors, and they want locally grown food.
It's not just buying local, it's growing in your own backyard.
She says today especially, well-designed gardens are a plus, and you don't have to be a gardener. Part of a sale is getting buyers to imagine themselves in a house, even if they're aspiring to an ideal.
I mean, that's why real estate agents stage stuff, so you can imagine yourself in that space.
Eric Knudsen is co-author of The Urban Homestead. He says 10 or 15 years ago, a backyard vegetable garden or bees or chickens might have gotten homeowners in trouble with city officials enforcing strict ordinances.
And a vegetable garden doesn't always look good.
But he says a garden can be both pretty and practical, if you're willing to pay a premium. William Sonoma sells a $1,500 cedar chicken coop with a built-in planter for vegetables. In Birmingham, I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.